Latin Esther.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We're waiting for somebody else to come on.
Okay.
Do you have any questions for tonight?
I had some written down. Hold on 1 second. Let me get in the other room so that you don't hear background noise. I had some questions written down, but since you weren't having the class, it didn't pertain with this week or anything, so it's okay. They can wait.
Okay. Good evening.
Randola.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Do you have any questions?
Not really.
Okay. Hannah Esther, why don't you get those questions, because I'm thinking I still have time to do some things Monday and Tuesday next week, or Monday next week, so we can answer the questions today.
Okay. I was watching a video, and it was saying if you put Yud Hey at the end of each of the 72 names of God, that creates an angel. And it was saying something about also Aleph Lamed. And I'm not sure if it was at the beginning or the end of the three letters. And I was wondering a little more about that.
Every time you do an action, you create an angel. One of the techniques that the Kabbalists have used is to add Aleph Lamed, the name of God, El, to each of the 72 names. And they've also added Yud He to each of the 72 names, because both of those names of God are connected to Chachma and Bina. They're connected to the levels of wisdom and understanding. And the 72 names are essentially in Zeran Pin. So what you have is the idea that what you're doing is connecting Chachma Bina with Zeran Pin. Yeah, and that's essentially the name Yud Hey Vav. They also, this is primarily done for the purposes of gematria. So when you look at what the gematria is of those various names, it gives you greater insights in different aspects of each name. And there's also meditations to utilize doing that as well. So it's not worth, like, I'm not going to go into any specifics on that, but just to answer your question. Now, the person who says, the video you watch, the trainer you watch says there's going to be an angel built by adding the names. every action you do, every thought that you do, creates an angel. So I don't know what, you know, you're taking it out of context. I don't know what else the point was. But just to say there's an angel, as a student of Kabbalah, you need to ask questions like, what's the purpose of that information? What is the purpose of me knowing that I'm building an angel specifically about the 72 names, as opposed to building an angel because I took a step out the door today? Both actions create angels. And those angels are metaphors. Go ahead, Amy.
Thank you.
That's all right. Any other questions?
Oh, I have one more question. During fasting days, I know that if you have health issues, it's okay not to fast. But is it okay if you have health? I mean, if you have health issues, is it more of a sin to fast? If you're aware that.
First off, what you're repeating is what is commonly taught by people who are not knowledgeable of the halakha. The halakha says if you have a health issue and you do not think that you can fast without harming your health, you need to have that recommendation from your doctor, not just because you think it. And if you have that recommendation, you need to take it to a competent rabbi who can assess where you are spiritually and be able to say, yes, it's going to do you more harm to fast, or no, it's going to do you more harm if you don't fast. So with that information of what is the halakha, and why do you think that halakha is being said? It's because you're talking about the physical body versus the soul. And you're not the person who can determine what's best for you, generally speaking. So just to say, well, I've got these illnesses, maybe I shouldn't fast, not a good idea. By the same token, if fasting will truly harm your body to the point of permanent damage, then the rabbi will authorize that. But don't do it on your own. Do it because the doctor has recommended that. And if you do not fast, you should change what you're normally doing. So if you normally have three meals, you should maybe have five meals, smaller meals. You should do something different to remind the body that this is a spiritual fast day.
Thank you, Hanoch.
You're welcome. Are there any questions? Any other questions? Okay, I had said in a couple of places that I would do a class for preparation for Yom Kippur, but I have decided that I will do that on Monday. Between Sunday and Monday, we'll do the two classes. So unless anybody has a question tonight, I'm going to call the class. You all be well. We'll to tomorrow, reminding you of classes tomorrow. There's a class at 8 a.m. West Coast time that is a sleep-out ritual. At 4:30, we're going to have a mini Zohar class rather than a advanced reincarnation class. There were too many people who, in the physical level in Atlanta, said they wouldn't be able to be at the class. So I've canceled that. Then 6 o'clock, there will be a Tikkuni Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, a regular Zohar class. I hope everyone had a beautiful Rosh Hashanah. And remind you that the verse in the Ana B'Koach has changed to be the fifth verse in saying the letters of the month, which are the Pei and the Lamed. Shalom to everyone.
Shalom, thank you. Thank you, Shalom.